You're such an asshole.
Hello, children. Got the chef hello children going on. Have an interesting request. Someone is paying me a gob of money to read something I wrote. God, is life interesting. Now I know what it's like to be a pretty girl. Everyone just gives me money for me. So it's actually kind of humbling what he wrote. Hi, Aaron. Please send me a quote for a YouTube video of you reading your blog post, America's Collapse Causing Depression in Males. Please keep me anonymous. P.S. I lost my job exactly 10 years ago, lost all my savings as a result, and spent 2 years in unemployment hell. Turned 33 this year, and will make roughly $250,000 before taxes in U.S. Your essay probably saved my life. Thank you. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad that it helped. So I pulled it up here. The companion piece to this reading would be Enjoy the Decline, I guess. But I'll go ahead and read it. I often sign off with my signature, Enjoy the Decline. The purpose of the sign off is to emphasize that the decline of America is really unstoppable, and you might as well enjoy the decline while you're here on Earth. Don't produce anything. Don't work hard. Just live off the carcass that is the U.S. And yes, you must take that mentality because it's reality. For example, I refuse to make more than $30,000 a year if I can help it. Well, I couldn't help it the past 2 years. And ensure that I take at least 1 month of vacation in a remote destination with 3 weekend vacations a year to split up the horrible Minnesota winters. Why do I refuse to do this? Because life is short and any money that I make beyond a certain point is taxed in oblivion. And all I end up doing is becoming a host to economic parasites of this formerly great nation. Additionally, it ain't like there's a lot of jobs out there anyway. Regardless, since I will die inevitably, I am packing in as much fun as I possibly can and avoiding working as much as possible. Now, keep in mind, this was in 2009 because now there is a ton of economic opportunity. This was in the throes of the Great Depression, just a little aside there. Of course, there is a drawback to this approach. It's anti-male. Not excelling or doing your best or just loafing off is quite literally against the psychological hardwiring men have. To sit and do nothing, to not have a career, to not, over the long run, advance or progress is the single worst thing for a man's psychology. It will ruin a man, at least a man with morals. And to tell men to just simply enjoy the decline, even though that is the only option they really have, still sometimes doesn't work. How do I know this? I am male. I am the creator of Enjoy the Decline. And even though I am fully aware that there is nothing that can be done, and was at the forefront of realizing this epiphany, I still suffer the same fate as my good friend Save Capitalism. I suffer the occasional bout of depression. Now, Save Capitalism, I don't even know if he's still writing his blog. Now, as he writes, he is not trying to beleaguer you guys with his problems, and neither am I. However, he does bring up a good point, and I wish to amplify it. The collapse of the world's formerly greatest nation will and already is having a negative and disproportionate effect on men. It's one of the rare statements and claims I'll make without researching for hard data to prove it, and will solely rely on anecdotal evidence. The collapse of the U.S. is forcing depression on men. Craig, a good buddy of mine, was formerly the most driven, hardworking entrepreneur you'd ever meet. Now, with the economy more or less destroying his business and no hope in sight, he's depressed, he's sad. He no longer cares to try anymore, and he asked me, why the hell did I bust my ass off? He's now thinking about driving truck out in the Williston oil fields until, of course, environmentalists protest and lobby, and I'm half-tempted to join him. He feels guilt for not being able to provide for his wife as much as he'd like. Another buddy of mine, Richard, has the same natural spirit of an entrepreneur, but every venture he tries never grows sprouts. Not because of the lack of demand or lack of brilliance, but because of the lack of disposable income on the part of would-be customers. Any idea he has at his current place of employment are quickly disregarded on account he's a mere 27 years old. And thus, yeah, this is a while ago. Richard ain't 27 no more. And thus he's relegated to stagnation. He's arguably just as knowledgeable in economics as I am and knows he has to enjoy the decline. But in the end, once we share cigars, there's still a lack of hope and spirit. There might be a future. Dave, a friend of mine in Chicago, got his MBA and law degree, has not the connections or ass-kissing skills to find stable employment in Chicago. He only stays alive to observe what's going to happen because he's got nothing else to do and has taken a truly macabre approach to life. There's of course, me, your beloved captain. I know you have to enjoy the decline. I'm intricately familiar with how hopeless and powerless individuals are against ignorance and spoiled rotten bratedness, all in words, of the masses of Americans. if you can even call them that. I know to forfeit labor for leisure, and I know I have no choice. But sure enough, I listened to some Rush Limbaugh or Joe Suchere, and before you know it, I'm at the liquor store buying a bottle of Rumplemints. I get angry, I get pissed, I get enraged, I get near a debilitating level of depression. I force myself to run, I force myself to work, but it only helps temporarily as the endorphins wear off from a 7 mile run in about 2 hours. Yeah, this is this is quite some time ago. I remember those times. In the end, I buy a bottle of booze to put my brain out of its misery from running every possible economic scenario in its head, all of which end in demise. Perhaps buying booze and getting drunk is enjoying the decline, but it's nothing more than escape, and a lot of nights the only way to force myself to sleep. The larger point is that no matter how much a man conscientiously knows what the reality of the situation is and how hopeless it is, he is hardwired to care regardless about his and his loved ones' futures. He is wired to care about the future of his country, especially if it is a good one. He cares about the reality and justice prevailing. And above all else, a man cannot help but be depressed when he sees greatness destroyed by parasites and ignorant, spoiled children for what is essentially ends up being no goddamn good reason at all. And this creates a problem. Suicide is up, alcohol consumption is up, and more men will be killing themselves in the future as they can no longer reconcile and enjoy the decline philosophy. And this bore out to be true. Suicide rates have gone up for everybody. Can no longer reconcile and enjoy decline philosophy with their male hardwiring to care. I don't know this for a fact, I'm guessing, so prove me wrong. But where this is particularly going to affect America and makes this a particularly disturbing trend is that it won't be the degenerate males that are offing themselves. It won't be the druggy, hippie, ODing types like Kurt Cocaine or Jim Morrison. I spelled it that way. Or Janis Joplin and other degenerates of society. It's going to be John Jones, engineer who can't find a job. Bob Bobson, computer programmer who can't find a job. Steve Stevenson, mechanical engineer who lost his job, couldn't find another one, couldn't support his family, got divorced. Philbert Philbertson, you can see I'm very creative with names. Who's too young to receive a Social Security check, but never had the economic opportunity to earn enough for retirement. Craig Craigson, entrepreneur who in any other economic times would have founded a successful company that employed Bob, Steve, and John. It would be all the productive males that made America what it is and would have continued to maintain America as it was meant to be that will no longer be participating. It will be the sole solution to America's economic problems. They're either offing themselves or are depressed to the point of paralysis and indifference, running them an ineffective force and denying America any genuine hope for the future. Don't worry, we got Ocasio-Cortez. She's taking care of everything. Bernie's making money. Printer go burr. It's all good now. Now, a lot of people will immediately dismiss my premise that these stupid males are somehow the backbone of the country, and how dare you dismiss the contributions of women and blah, blah, blah. You'll also notice how they will completely ignore my pointing out there will soon be a crisis of male suicide in the U.S., certainly a crisis by the standards people on the left used to define minor problems in society as a crisis. But this post is not for them. It's for the dwindling population of genuine old-school American men who, like Save Capitalism, like Craig, like Richard, and even like myself, have a hard time enjoying the decline. So permit me some wisdom that will hopefully bring some solace to your lives. First, let me point out in... how far does this go? We're about halfway done. First, let me point out and reiterate that one of the most important things you could do to achieve a happy life is realize what you do and do not control. It is simple logic that you should not get excited, let alone spend one single calorie of energy worrying about things you cannot control. Can you overcome millions of idiotic youth brainwashed to vote socialism? No. Can you overcome millions of desperate women who vote for a president backed based on his pecs? No. Can you overcome the trillions of words of indoctrination women receive from women's magazines or Oprah or primetime TV or E! Pray Love crap? No. Can you overcome the millions of men who forewent their manly calling instead became Prius driving white knights and are more than willing to sell out men as a whole to get the attention of women? No. Can you overcome the incomprehensible level of ignorance the average American has when it comes to economics and, quite frankly, doesn't know the difference between a million, a billion, and a trillion and are thusly completely unaware of the severity of this financial crisis? No. The only thing you end up doing is wear yourself out and shorten your life expectancy. So let go of what you can't control. Instead of listening to Rush Limbaugh, turn on Jazz Station and pour yourself a Rumplemints. Second, life, no matter how bad or at a disadvantage you may be, is still life. What else are you going to do? Like my friend Dave, a bad life is much like a bad movie. So what? Your only other option is to watch nothing. blackness, to quote Robert Downey Jr. Additionally, if it gets so bad to the point suicide is the answer, then you have what I like to call, this is horribly written on my part. Additionally, if it gets so bad to the point suicide is the answer, then you have what I like to call God freedom. God freedom, meaning that you can, that if you really don't care if you live or not, act like God. Rob a bank, go skydiving, borrow as much money as you can from a bank and blow it all on Vegas or whatever you want with no intention of paying it back. Complete a bucket list before you kick off. Third, no guilt. No matter what, no guilt. Along with kicking around the idea of writing a book titled Enjoy the Decline. This is even before Enjoy the Decline. I want to write a post about how the government, now accounting for 40% of GDP, that it is perfectly fine to accept government handouts and live off the dole. It is more or less impossible now to completely support yourself 100% and be a real man. I have to this day done so, and in my youth used to think it was a shame to accept government money. Nowadays, you're insane if you think you could get by without government money. Let go and relax and enjoy some of the socialism forced upon you by the idiots of society. You again really have no choice. Fourth, understand the type of men like you and me are the ones who are biologically, Darwinistically, and genetically suited to survive. We are minimalists. We could get by with crappy cars, crappy clothes, and some bare level of food and water. Have you seen our adversaries? They cannot live without a McMansion, sugar daddy bank accounts, food stamps, government housing, welfare, daddy's credit card, Medicare, Medicaid, and a whole litany of other income transfers. Can you imagine your typical American suburbanite princess wife surviving in if the shite hits the fan and her spending account dries up? Can you imagine the ghettos of society without their monthly welfare checks coming in? Can you imagine the spoiled brat liberal arts students come law students come professional protester trying to survive if the electricity is shut off? That's all of Portland right now. It may not be a wonderful society. Matter of fact, society will have collapsed if there's no electricity. But who do you think is going to be in charge? Tanner McEffeminate hyphenated kid and his sociology degree, Bob McBobson collecting his welfare check and never bothered to learn a useful skill living in government housing, or those stupid minimalist males who bought guns and ammo and know how to field dress a deer and know how to repair cars and build structures and run plumbing. Understand, if the worst case scenario comes about, then we are the ones who are going to do the best because we can at least deal with it and don't need a McMansion, con Lexus, or government subsidized living. Fifth, and this is the hardest part, you need to train your brain to accept 1 through 4. This is hard because I'm now asking you to go against your hard wiring. Millions of years of evolution and genetics have programmed you beyond conscientious thought to react a certain way. Hormones and chemicals are released in your brain no matter how much fact your brain knows and will make you feel a certain way. But there is hope. If you're like me and millions of other men in the manosphere, or just plain society, you've overcome something more powerful than having a psychological or genetically embedded interest in the advancement of society. You've overcome something more powerful and more visceral to your genetic code than your man code or self-supportation, independence, and freedom. You've overcome your natural Darwinistic desire for women. Not that you've abandoned women or sex. Heavens no, we still love women and sex. You're just able to not have it rule your life like you did when you were 18. At the age of 18, you were, like all of us, a slobbering, well, slob beast, trying your darndest, even though you had no clue how, to attract members of the opposite sex. You were lost. You were clueless. You were, above all else, miserable. Of course, over time, you started realizing that no matter how much effort you put into the system, it didn't increase your chances. Matter of fact, you probably realized the less you tried, the better you did, thus the element of game, which is a whole other matter. Additionally, the epiphanal realization that you are finite or going to die put more value on for sure things like video games and buds. And not marijuana buds, friends. In short, you were able to temper your natural Darwinistic desires for the embetterment of yourself. And just like you were able to temper your natural Darwinistic desires for women, you must also temper your natural Darwinistic desires for a successful society. Of course, the natural follow-up question would be, okay, so what do we have to live for? We don't have a progressing, advancing economy. Women we have abandoned. I can't find a job. I have no career. There's no hope whatsoever in the future. What's left? The answer is simply, how about yourself? It's greeting, it's serving, it's anti-male, but you have no choice. I want you to incorporate that into your thinking. You have no choice. So you might as well relax, pour yourself a bottle of Rumpelman, which doesn't make sense. If you're going to pour yourself the whole bottle, you might as well just drink out of the bottle. Just a little professional Rumpelman's drinking bit of advice there for you rookies. Get a motorcycle, buy that video game you wanted, order the lobster, screw your 401k, it's just going to be confiscated away anyway. Don't invest in any property or fixed asset that ties you down. Date a ton of different women, and above all else, enjoy the decline. This post was brought. Okay, that's the end of the post. This post was brought to you by Rumplemintz. Yes, Rumplemintz. Life got you down, surrounded by socialist idiots. Desperately wish to beat the skulls of spoiled bred Americans who find it fashionable to slander and criminalize our formerly great nation. Destroy any hopes of an economic future. Destroy your worries with a stiff belt of Rumplemintz. Yes, Rumplemintz is the choice of drink for all dwindling and remaining genuine, real American men who still believe in independence, self-reliance, and just plain refusing to let the government become a father figure of society. But since you don't control that, most people will call you misogynist for daring to suggest men might have some other role to play in society. Why not drink your problems away with Rumplemintz? Yes, that cool, soothing, minty freshness will assuage your fears and concerns and help you say, I just don't give a frick anymore. As it heavily coats your worn out throat from yelling at leftists, you morons, why are you destroying the country? There's no better reward for an idealistic, patriotic, manly man than Rumplemintz. A gift from the heavens, manufactured in Canada, Rumplemintz. So there you go. There you go. Oh, what? How long? That was 30. That was 12 years ago, Cappy. That was young 30 something Cappy. All right. Do we have any? So good Lord, 68 comments and a $20. See, I'll never figure out the formula. Why people tune in? Why other people don't? Very interesting. The real Haltzinator, new guy for 20 generous dollars. Hey, Cappy, here's to your help. Well, thank you. All donations go to a big plastic storage bin for folding chairs so they don't get knocked down by the wind on my patio. I buy so much sexy shit. Yeah. Nonstop Dre 360 for $2. Idiocracy is a documentary with a healthy population. Yeah. That's an optimistic outcome of society in 500 years. That's if we're lucky. The machines still work. Hey, Vlad Elkins in the house. Just scrolling through. Making sure we get the ban hammer going on here. Fred, $2. It's making me depressed. Cigars and Rumplemintz. I'm better now. Keep in mind, that was in the depths of the Great Recession. Nobody was hiring nothing. I don't know. I'm happier and older and wiser now. I'm going to go for a hike. Hike I've never been on. Actually, I got 3 different hikes to choose from. I may take the motorcycle to the hiking place after I buy my plastic bin, which means I'd have to take the truck because you can't put a large bin on a motorcycle. Nonstop Trade, $2, sponsored by the Carlson School of Magic. I don't think Carlson School of Magic is going to sponsor me. You know what they could do? They could hire Asshole Consulting to go in and consult them on how to actually, like, you know, not screw over all their students. A Chi-Town biker. Hey, $20. What's going on, brother? Stopping by to say, well, hello, Chi-Town. You, I know you're a big motorcycle rider. You ever coming through the Black Hills? Let me know. Better do it sooner than later because the snow is going to fall here in another couple months. But thank you for the $20. I think I can't imagine this bin is going to cost a lot of money. It's made of plastic. It's fantastic. Fred, $2 again. Only a grad degree can cure the depression. MBA, bro. Dude, you know how many people, this is very common in recessions where, okay, it's a recession. I'm going to get my MBA or my master's. You know how many people went back to college to get their MBA and all they did was take a situation like, hey, you got AIDS. Now we're going to give you herpes and gonorrhea too, or herpegonosyphilates as Pop likes to say. And then like, it was like 2014 and they have like a ton of student loan debt. Oh, you fools for listening to your professors. Master Jones, new guy, $2. Thanks. I'm now $10.99 because of you. And oh, Erica Shanta Williams, Erica's Classy Climb. Is that the gal you're talking about? Oh, good old Erica. One of my favorite. Oh, I got to visit her when I go down to Texas. I'm going to be speaking at a seminar in Texas through Donovan. We're going to be doing another, not just me and him, but we're going to be down in Dallas. And yeah, I got to check in with Erica, see if she's down there. I know she's in Texas somewhere. That's a large place. Zero fun. $5. Why not rebel and try to change things? No. Better to go out lined up against the wall than starve. Yeah, I mean, if it comes to that, but you really got to read Enjoy the Decline. Because one of the best things, and as I'm getting older, I'm finding this amazing, is this. There's this movie on playing in theaters now. It'll be playing at least for the next 100 years. It's called I Told You So and I Get to See You Suffer. It's a great movie. And I find it highly entertaining watching everybody who like majored in liberal arts, got law degree. Like, heck, the American Bar Association came out like, we need to bail out law students from their law degree. Like, get the F out of here. It is wonderful. It's wonderful watching a generation of spinsters form. It's wonderful watching women my age desperately freeze their eggs. It's wonderful watching the dude bros who like they borrowed money because they never worked up real money. Don't have any savings. Now their wife leaves them and all they didn't get the promotion. So now wifey poo can't get a finish. It is wonderful enjoying the suffering of all the frauds and hypocrites. I mean, I've said it before. You could win the lottery. Morons win the lottery. In 2 years' time, they'll be exactly where they are before, probably worse off. It's just wonderful. It's wonderful watching these inferior Americans, and that's what the past three generations, four generations maybe, of Americans have been, get their comeuppance. It's great. Because the entire time I was told, oh, you're bad. You don't know. You're not complying. You don't wear jeans. You're not wearing Cavarillo. You're a bad, bad person. You're bad. So I get to see all you people calling me bad. Now you're all fucked up. And now you fucked up. You're irreparably fucked up. Like, there's no time to recover. Like, guys, maybe you can lose weight. Maybe in the ninth inning you can hit a home run, but you lost the game. You lost your family. Maybe you can get a hot wife, a hot younger girl. But ladies, oh, it's over. It's your beauty's gone. And I know you don't even believe in that stuff. Okay. Listen to my latest podcast. Good Morning Corona Chan. I talk about this old lady who she couldn't find any of her family members who all lived in town to help her move into the Section 8 housing because she alienated them. There you go. There's your future. Wonder what's going to happen. I bet you the bitch gets fucked up and lonely. She does. Look, it's happening. Now, 30 years ago, she wouldn't have gone out with me, and she said I was a scumbag, and I was the cause of all, because I was part of the patriarchy, unconscious institutionalized sexism. Yeah, she's still single and fat, and ain't no guy loved her. Her children? Yeah, she had one in the tube, doesn't talk to her anymore. Kid thinks it's, you know, he was born male, thinks he's female, but that changes daily. And now, believe it or not, he's on a ton of antidepressants. He doesn't visit her nursing home either. great movie showing over at the theaters. What would it be like, you know, the Marcus 10 or the AMC 12? It'd be the Cappy 17, just to be odd. It's always an even, I'd just be odd. The Cappy 21. It's like, what? 21 theaters. Why not 22? Nah, too much. Why not 19? Too little. Or 20? Eh, 21. Fred, for $5, I plan to go to Georgia later this year. Also hit Armenia. Maybe we'll add another, but that other video was great. Time to leave the West. Adios, USA. Yep, it's getting it. I mean, I'm in good old America, Republican South Dakota, and the white people here too. You think, oh, I'll just move to where the white or the Asian people are and GDP will be very high. Nope. They cannot find employees. Why? Because everybody's late. Don't think government checks don't affect everybody. They can't find employees. There's things. My house will never be done. It won't. I need for fireproofing. I need to get like some rock cut. That's going to be at least a month. At least a month. Can't use the fireplace until that time. All right. Got to wait. And it has been such a burden to move. Forget South Dakota. I have enough criticisms about people in South Dakota as it is. But switching over bank accounts, switching over mailing addresses. We can't deliver to a P.O. box. You need a physical address. I'm not giving you my physical address. Well, I guess we don't have a sale. I guess you don't. You can no longer conduct not only business, but merely living. It is impossible to conduct living now in the United States. When I was in a bad mood, went and got pancakes because that put me in a better mood. They got an IHOP here. Thankfully, no line. I went in at like 10:30, which is not lunch, and so it wasn't that much of a line. And pancakes. Well, it was still battery at the bottom because he didn't cook it long enough on the bottom. I took two bites and it's like soup. I'm like, all right, I just put it, just done, man. Gonna go for a hike. That's what I'm gonna do. Yeah, he came in. It's just like, all right, fine. Igor Seguda, new guy, moved to U.S. around 5 years ago from Ukraine, contemplating moving back. This is a sick society. All this effort is for nothing. Yeah, no, Igor, you're right. You're right. It is sick. And I've said many times before, it is not necessarily the economic fundamentals, which are atrocious anyway. It's the mental illness. You know, you got, what's her name? Blasey Ford accusing Kavanaugh of something that happened 36 years ago. That almost derailed a Supreme Court justice nomination. Women are trained to hate men in this country, or at least be adversarial, competitive toward them, not to be teammates. Everyone claiming they have a mental illness or they're a variant gender, which some genuinely might be, but it's not the majority of them. Most people are faking it. Everyone's a victim. It's done. It's over. It's not. And people don't work. People aren't going to work. What was missing? I think it was like a road flare was like, I guess a shortage of flares. Yeah, you cannot go out. You can't get food like served. You can't get restaurant food. There's food, but you can't get it served. And it's just, yeah, but mentally, no, there's no reason. You either become a hermit or you go back. And, you know, I guess Ukraine is cold. Isn't it kind of? But at least, I mean, you got culture. Your girls aren't fat. I know they're a little money grubby and they're kind of naggy. Kind of guess all Eastern gals are constantly testing their men, which get tiring. But at least they're not fat. I mean, at least when they go out, they're put together. I don't mean hot, just like they're going out in public and not wearing pink and sweatpants with their butt crack hanging out. Wearing Crocs. Fred Freeman Saul, $2. Cappy Schadenfreude without an NBA capitalism. Correct. Are we caught up? I think we're caught up with everything. Nope, we're not caught up with everything. Fred's got another one. Fred, $2. I'm going to retire 33 like Luca Vendetti. Inspired. Well, read his book. How to retire in Southeast Asia in 200,000. Check it out. And his website is MGTOWBooks.com. I believe that is the website. I haven't officially started doing advertisements again. Devin Stone, $20 seems like Robert Kiyosaki prescription of real estate investing is waning due to housing cost explosion and government enforced moratoriums on evictions. Are e-businesses better at motorcycle master race? Ooh, that's a good motorcycle. That's a good master race to belong to, the motorcycle master race. I generally am against rental property to humans. Real estate, there's multiple ways you can invest in real estate. One is buying your own home. So you have a natural hedge. People are like, I want to invest in real estate. I'm like, don't you own a home? Well, yeah, but I don't invest in real estate yet. Okay, you have real estate. You got a large position in real estate. But you can invest in real estate investment trusts if you don't want to, if you can't afford a house, you're not interested in owning and buying and managing a home. And then in the olden days, and you know, this is how I kind of got to where I am, is I owned rental property. I would buy a duplex, renovate the basement so I could live in it, have it turn into a triplex. And then I would make money for a while until Minneapolis jacked up the property taxes to I was losing money because you don't own your property in large liberal towns. The city does. You are merely an administrator of that property who's legally and financially responsible for anything bad that happens there. And as you've seen on the national level with moratoriums, rental income is not guaranteed. Right? And if you've ever tried to get your money back from the federal government, like, oh, we're going to guarantee it. I know a guy who's got 26 properties, all under different EINs. It is a nightmare trying to get that money. And the banks, I didn't know if you knew it, banks don't care. So if you want to invest in rental property, I would do storage because Americans just love their shit, love their stuff more than they love people. Or parking lots because cars don't have rights. Stuff doesn't have rights. You know, they're going to sue you like, oh, my stuff got destroyed in a fire at the storage facility. All right, you got insurance for that. I would. You never house people. Never. Not American people. Not in America. Nope. So I'm inclined to agree with you, Devin. Yeah, I would not be renting rental property to people. Now, if there's a professional business that wants to manage it through real estate investment trust, or I just buy a storage, Cappy Storage. Shut the F up. Here's your key. That would be the model. Yeah. But e-businesses, yeah, e-businesses are better, but good luck. What's your e-business going to be? It's great. Yeah. Whatever. If you could come up with a profitable business online, do it. Then you can leave. You can go anywhere you want. But yeah, e-businesses generally beat brick and mortar, but gosh almighty, anything almost beats rental property renting to humans. You do not want to be in the business of housing humans now. So, and even then, if I were to do things differently, I would not have gotten rental property. I would have invested in a real estate investment trust. The time I had to spend, you know, maintaining a home, fixing things, it wasn't horrible. It was actually pretty good. I had a pretty good rental landlord experience. I did pretty darn well. But I would have had a lot less work if I just threw money in the S&P 500 or a real estate investment trust and not had to manage, just lived in a small little hut. Fred, for $2. Did Vlad plot Duke lacrosse hoax because they beat UVA? I don't know. You're going to have to talk to Elkins about that one. You have to talk to Vlad Elkins. Nonstop Dre, $2. Economic loss of the day, IHOP and Cappy's Pancakes. No, IHOP was not that way. That was not a loss. That was not that big of a loss. They didn't cook the pancakes long enough. My English muffin was also undercooked. So it's like, all right. It really begets, like, why should I get out? Like, I got my motorcycle jacket. I have to put on new patches and have some patches repaired. The tailor's had it for, like, 2 weeks. I'm like, hey, you done with it? Oh, we haven't gotten into it yet. Like, what? Okay. The guy only works, like, 3.5 days, 3 days a week. 3 days a week. It's like, gee, I wonder why you're behind. Are we caught up? I think we're caught up. No, we're not caught up. I keep thinking I'm caught up, and more money comes from the sky. It's the best of times. It's the worst of times. It's the best of times because I've never had it this good. I've never had people tucking Fred or Dre tucking $2 in my economic strip thong while I'm dancing on the catwalk. Never had this. It's weird. It's great. I think it's great. It's hilarious. But it's like, oh, I got this money. Well, I'd like to buy a plastic storage bin. They don't have it at Menards. So I'm hoping maybe they got it at Fleet Farm. I got to drive all the way back up north. Go to the Fleet Farm. Do they have it? I don't know. Says they have it on the internet, but you never know. You never know. Mom, dad reconsidered divorce now due to my mom fat. Good. Tell your dad to file for divorce and leave. There's no reason to be romantically involved if you're not physically attractive and somebody gets fat. Guy or girl, doesn't matter. Don't get fat. Stain goes for the guys too. But apparently, women just can't wait to, like, care and syringe the fat into their body. Juan. The Aztec Patriarch, $2. Father's always says men can't afford to be depressed. No, you can't. You can't. You have to get up and go. Which I think over the long haul makes us less depressed. Men may suffer depression more early on, but we build up a tolerance to it, and we just move on. At least we're sane when we're old. I think women, society just shields them from everything. That they'll get depressed over their cat mittens puked or something. I don't know. Something that's like, oh, I guess the cat puked. Oh my God, I got to get to the hospital. I mean, like. Yeah, I don't know. And then freezing eggs. I don't know why you're depressed. I don't know. I'm not paid enough to answer females' questions. Actually, we do have a couple female questions. Khalid Hotsclaw. How you doing, Khalid? $5. Hey, Cappy, what do you think is going to be the average American's financial situation in 20 years? Okay, poor, destitute, starving. Thanks. The average American will be how can I put it? They'll have no savings. It won't be any different than that. They'll have no savings, very little retirement, living paycheck to paycheck. More children living at home, or they themselves are living at home with their parents. Less marriage, less children, angrier, less happy. And we're going to be boomers 2.0, except what few people have had out. I mean, you're going to have a reverse mortgage even more. It's just more debt, more unhappiness. There won't be as much divorce. There won't be as much family formation because people are going cohabitation. I think more, I'm seeing this in places, houses I go, more crap in the house. Not even materialism, like, oh, here's a fancy sports car. Like, not nice stuff. Like, just crap. Just crap all over. you're going to be poor because there's going to be more mental health bills, more drugs, mental drugs. Yeah. It's just more of the same. You know how we'd be going this way? It's going to be like that, just down there. Not a bold prediction by any measure, but, you know, it's kind of easy to predict. We can't all be super awesome happy like Chad Elkins. Fred Freeman sold $2. You mad still because Vlad stole your redhead with the hot potty? Number one, she did have a hot buddy body. She was a pretty good, she was physically attractive, but no, mental, psychotic, mentally ill, evil, bad. Bad person. Negative value. Would have ended Vlad in jail if he had not recorded things. Bad person. Evil. Don't want anything to do with her. he can keep her, but he doesn't. He handed her off back to her ex. Point, Vlad. Vlad's in the lead. My money's on Vlad. Glad Vlad. Sure ain't mad. Ain't no mad no more. Are we caught up? I think we're caught up. Fred, $2. Cuddle Wickham's was hotter than Wendy's from Wayzata. No. Wendy from Wayzata was hotter. Cuddle Wickham's wasn't that hot. I mean, I'm taking my bias out of her just being a weapons grade Kuanta. Haha. I mean, she was hot in body sense, pretty enough, but she wasn't like, oh my God, she's a 9. She wasn't that attractive. That's a weird face. Hux 222, 10 Polish zlotys. Off topic, how do you find meaning without God and religion? production, legacy. Even though most people are not black who tune into the show, the Black Man's Guide Out of Poverty. I wish I incorporated this into other books because it's universal regardless of your race. Well, okay, what do? Well, you leave a legacy. Now, usually your legacy was you raised good children who then raised good grandchildren and you'd have a family. but since that is becoming increasingly impossible with most Western women, what you're going to be looking at instead is starting a business, helping out your fellow man or woman. You know, like I have one thing I'm eternally thinking. I got asshole consulting. That's my legacy. And I got my books. So when I die, it will be, oh, Cappy helped out these people, or this book helped out though. And it continues on. that's what I think men should, or innovation or art. Something that you did not waste your time while you were here. You weren't watching TV. You weren't playing video games. You weren't just on the YouTubes, boobs, tubes. There was something of value. You climbed mountains. You went on a hike. You achieved physical fitness. You even volunteering time. Like there's a Big Brothers, Big Sisters. I'm kind of like, It's like, what's the legal risk? Like, are they going to say I touched them? Like what? I mean, really, that's where my mind goes. Like, what's the worst possible outcome that's going to come from this? But yeah, it's how did you interact? What did you do for yourself and society? That's where you find meaning. I would not recommend politics, because if you look at politics, it ruins people. Like, look at all the women with their dance. Swipe left if you're not a socialist. All cops are bastards. It's like, yay. That's fun. So there's your 10 Polish zloty answer. Oh, yeah, 1985. $5. Nothing to say. Thank you. Thank you for the $5. And Fred, again, for $2. Wouldn't mind trucking retire. Talk radio on Red Bull. Even talk radio is boring. There's so many better shows now with internet. Like, it's like the publishing industry with books. Beforehand, like, the New York publishers would only let what they thought was good books and whoever was sucking their dick at the time. Or if, you know, you were related, then not Ernst & Young. Simon & Schuster or Penguin or Macmillan. Then they'd publish you because you had the right blood. Or you sucked the magic peen. And then they publish your shitty book. But now, like, publishing with Amazon, now also the same thing with radio and movies and video. Like, now it's a free-for-all. The cream will rise to the top. I mean, how many of you even do people tune in to talk radio anymore? Is that even a thing? Even talk radio is now switching to podcasts, because that's where people are. All right, there you go. Questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. See you guys later. Toodles.